next week, possibly. But seeing it is Father's Day today, I want to share some things with the fathers and with the mothers, because mothers can learn from this also. Amen. Matter of fact, everybody can, young and old. Praise God. Young and old. So I want to share this with you. I ministered a lot of this to you a few years back, a number of years back, some of it, not all of it, but some of it I ministered to you. So I want to cover it again, because it's very, very important. Listen, sometimes it's the simple things that we overlook. Sometimes it's the simple things that we miss in life. Amen? So before I give you a title, turn in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 17, and then before we read, I'm going to pray. Proverbs chapter 17. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this time that we have today. Thank you, Father, for everyone that's gathered here today. We've gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're so thankful, so grateful, so honored that he is in our midst today. Hallelujah. Father, I pray that every person listening to me will have open ears to hear and an open heart to receive the living word of God, having their lives changed because of your word. Thank you, Father, for your anointing upon me to minister your word. Therein I rest. Father, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 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 Bless the name of the Lord. All right. In Proverbs chapter 17, I want to read one verse to you. Verse 6. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children is their father. I'll read that again. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children is their father. Hallelujah. And I want to minister to you again on being a good father, being a good dad. Amen? How many of you know this world needs good dads? Oh, yes, good dads. Now, I want to read this same verse, Proverbs chapter 17, verse 6. I'm going to read it to you from the Amplified Bible, but it's not the classic. It's not the classic. I'm going to read it to you from the newer version of the Amplified Bible. And again, this is Proverbs chapter 17, verse 6. It says, grandchildren are the crown of aged men. Hallelujah. And I want to go ahead and say right now, publicly, I thank God for all of my grandkids. You hear me? I thank God for all of my grandkids. And I want to leave to them a legacy of following God. I want to leave for them an example for them to follow in loving God. Are you still here? Amen. Glory to God. Now let me read this again. This again from the New Amp. It says, grandchildren are the crown of aged men. I'm in that category now. I'm on the north side of 70. So, amen. And a lot of y'all are right there with me. And ain't a thing wrong with that. Amen. I'm 72, and you hear me say it from time to time, but you know what? I say it because I'm proud of it. Guess what? You know, there have been some opportunities in my life over the years to have died young. So you won't find me complaining about being in my 70s. I count it an honor. And if anybody called me an old man, they just paying me a compliment. Especially if they young and trying to be smart or sarcastic or whatever. One thing I got on them is you got to get where I am. Amen. So it's an honor to be an old person, whether you're an old man or an old lady. That's all right. Amen. Hallelujah. So let me read this again. Grandchildren are the crown of aged men. Listen at this one. And the glory of children is their fathers, who live godly lives. Not only do I want to leave a legacy for my grandchildren, but I want to leave a legacy for my children. Matter of fact, it's very, very important that I leave a legacy for my children so that they can pass it on down to their children, which is my grandchildren. Amen. My wife and I weren't perfect parents because we had to learn. It was kind of like on-the-job training. But I want to tell you something. We did have the manual. Amen. You may not have come from a perfect home. Things may not have been the way you wish they were as you were growing up. But I want to encourage you to get a hold of the manual. If you're born again, you know Jesus, let's go by this manual. If you're not, let's get saved and then go to the manual, which is the Bible. Amen. I want my children to always look back at what Dad did for them, and even the things that they disagreed with. And even when they were in our house and young children and we had to discipline them, chastise them, they will look back, and I think they do already, but look back and see that everything that we did, whether they agreed with it or not, we did it because we loved them. We did it because we had their best interest at heart. Amen. When you tell your child, I expect you to be home at a certain hour, it's not to punish them, it's because you love them. I think you told me your dad always said that there's nothing good going on after certain hours in the night anyway, so you need to be home. We're living in a time now where parents are just trying to do everything they can to make their children like them. I knew my children loved me, but they didn't always like me. Can I get an amen from my kids? I don't want the rest of the church to say nothing. I want an amen from my kid, all of them here this morning. Can I get an amen on that? What? Oh, come on. My goodness. I got two of them hiding upstairs and, you know, three upstairs, and this, the daughter, the teacher. Now, I thought you'd certainly hear from her. And don't y'all let them fool you. They ain't shy. Amen. But glory to God. they knew we loved them, and they have since told us, we knew you loved us. And we've heard from them, and they've told us you were good parents to us. And that's a blessing to hear your child say. That's, amen, it is. It's a blessing to hear your child say you were good parents to us, and we know that you loved us, and we know that you always had our best interests at heart. Even when you told us to go on to our room, shut up and keep your mouth shut, whatever we had to do, you know it was all love. Amen. Even might not feel like it at the time. Well, you know, God have to chastise us, don't he? Amen. He have to chastise us sometime. Sometime we get out of sorts, and God have to put us back in place. Amen. Why does he do that? Because he loves us. He wants what's best for us. You see your child driving down the road and you know the bridge is out, you better call him or him or her or something and warn them and let them know. Why? The bridge is out. Hallelujah. See, folks, too many people nowadays don't understand what real love is. Some folks think love is letting you do any and everything you want to do, when you want to do it, where you want to do it, and how long you want to do it, and who you want to do it to. That's not true love. True love will correct you when you're wrong. True love will also compliment you when you're right. True love will say, I love you. And true love will fight for you. If there's a need, there's true love will stand for you. After all, that's what God did for us. Jesus, we were in trouble. You hear me? We were in trouble. God sent Jesus down here to this earth, and he whipped the devil. I said he whipped the devil. Why? Because we needed rescuing. We were the ones that's in trouble, that was in trouble. Amen. So I just want to share some simple things with you today on being a good dad. Being a good dad. Now, I want to say this before I go into that. There's a trick that the devil try to play on all of us, moms and dads. He will try to discourage you because you will look back and think, oh, I wish I would have done this. I wish I had done that differently. I wish I would have done this for my child. You know, But I want to tell you something. You cannot go back there. You can't go back 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. but you can do what you can do today. So don't let the enemy play that game with your mind, feeling condemned, feeling discouraged. And maybe your child didn't turn out or hasn't turned out the way you think they should have. Can I share something with you, minister to you? Listen to me. When they are in your house and they are under your roof and you're feeding them and clothing them and taking care of them, you are the boss. Or you're supposed to be. You are the boss. That means they are supposed to obey you. They are supposed to honor you. Amen. And you have the responsibility to teach them the right things. But listen to me real good. When they become adults and they leave your house, they are just that. They are adults. And if they choose not to listen to you, that's not your fault. If they choose to rebel against everything that you taught them and instilled in them, that's not your fault. So you don't blame yourself or allow the devil to beat you up because of decisions that your child has made. I mean, come on, look back. We did the same thing, didn't we? There was a time when we know we did things that our parents told us not to do. And of course, we paid the price for it, didn't we? But I want to tell you something, and we're going to move on, but I want to tell you something. When you plant good seed, that good seed is in the ground. Sometimes it takes a while for it to come up. Sometimes these young folk have to go through some hard knocks. That was unnecessary knocks, but they have to go through them simply because of decisions they made. But even if they make bad decisions, the seed that you have planted on the inside of them, they know about it. And it is there to fall back on anytime they choose to. Remember the prodigal son? He said, "Dad, give me all mine. I want everything that's coming to me. Give it to me now. I'm going away. I want to do my thing. I want to live my life. I don't want to live under your roof anymore. I don't want to live by your rules anymore. I want to go do my thing." And he did just that. He went and did his thing. Partied, did it all. Wound up with nothing. Now he was in bad shape. When you're in the hog pens trying to eat with the hogs. Oh. But guess what? There was something on the inside of this guy. He remembered his daddy. You still here? He remembered his daddy. And he remembered what his daddy had put on the inside of him. And he remembered that there is plenty back home. So he said, "You know what? I'm going back home to my daddy. I'm not even going back asking him to be his son anymore. Just make me, if he'll just make me a servant, that'll be fine with me." But you know, son, he had something in him that drew him back to where he came from. Don't get discouraged by what you see. Just remember what you have imparted. Well, Pastor, what should I be doing then? Glad you asked me. You do what you can do, and it's not a thing they can do about it. You can pray for them. You can keep them before the Lord. Are you listening to me? They're doing their thing, living their life, whatever. You just keep them before God. Just keep them before God. Intercede for them. Praying for them. Hallelujah. Sometimes it don't seem like the prayers are working. Sometimes it seems like they're getting worse rather than better. They're godly people that have left this earth and gone to be with Jesus without seeing their prayers answered. But just because you leave to go be with the Lord don't mean your prayers leave with you. Your prayers are still alive and active in the earth. I said the prayers are still alive and active in the earth. Hallelujah. Who knows? You may be born again today because somebody prayed for you that's no longer here. Maybe they weren't even here when you got saved. But the power of their prayers was still operating. Glory to God. So, I just want to give you a few things, dads, but this will work with moms too, by the way. What it takes to be a good father. What it takes to be a good father. Because you have to understand that there are many, many fathers out there that don't know how to be a good father. And just because you can father a child does not make you a good father. As a matter of fact, you don't even have to have any brains, really, to speak of, to get a woman pregnant. You just follow nature. You don't have to have a PhD. You don't have any education at all. It's built in. But guess what? We have to learn to be good parents. And we have to do it God's way. Can I get an amen on that? Amen. So, to be a good father, you need to love God. You need to have a love for God. You need to live for God. You hear me? Because remember, dads, your sons and your daughters are watching you. There are many sons right now that are treating their wives just like their daddy treated their mother. Now, if dad treated mom good and he loved mom, guess what? They're more apt to love their wives because dad set the example. But if dad was mean to mom, mean to their mother, mistreated their mother, many of them would treat their wives the same way. Not all. Because I'm going to tell you something. When you really get a hold of Jesus, and that's what happened to me, I got saved. Thank God for my dad. A lot of his life as an adult male, he lived as an unsaved man. Am I right? He lived as an unsaved man. And, you know, I love him. I honor him. even though he's with the Lord now, I still honor him. But life wasn't easy for us. But you know what? Thank God he's with the Lord now. He got his life right with the Lord. Praise God. But long before he left, I found Jesus for myself. And I found the Word of God. So you know what? Now I am patterning my life after the Word of God. Amen? And I made a commitment to God, and I made a commitment to her that I was going to be a good husband. Listen to me, dads. Sometimes, let me say it this way. You need to make a commitment that I'm going to love this woman, I'm going to love my kids, and I'm going to the best of my ability, I'm going to be here for them. Make that commitment. I made that commitment before we ever had any kids. I made a commitment to her that I'm going to be a good husband. I was in the military, and I watched my fellow airmen. You know, a lot of them had terrible marriages. And for some of them, they were the reason they had a bad marriage. Cheating on their wives, running the streets. And I'd gotten saved before I went into the service, so I just made a decision that, and everybody say decision.
Decision.
I made the decision that I'm not going to run the streets. I went over to Thailand. I was sent over there. Away from mama, away from daddy. Beautiful women. Looking for an American to hook up with. Now, I wasn't married at the time. I made a decision. Do I have your attention yet? I hadn't got to where I planned to go to yet, so we'll see. I'm not going to keep you here all day. But listen to me. I made a decision that I'm not going to have sex with these women over here. Because number one is wrong. It's not pleasing to God. Number two, I'm not leaving a son or daughter of mine in Asia. I don't have to wonder if my child's still living. Wonder what my child looked like. I went to an orphanage. Me and another GI, airman rather, went to an orphanage. I went with him, and he would minister to those little children. And every one of the kids there were biracial kids, half American, half Thai. But they were, you know, I don't know what story behind it. Maybe the parents wouldn't allow the mother to keep her or keep the children, or they just didn't want them. But here's these little biracial children. We would go and spend some time with them and pray over them. And, you know, it just broke my heart. It just broke my heart. I really just shed some tears because I'm looking at all these beautiful, you hear me? Beautiful little children. 3, 4 years old, some 5. Wanting your attention. And I'm thinking to myself, Lord, if I could, I'd take every one of them home with me. But I couldn't. I couldn't do it. Beautiful little kids, little children. But you see, I made a decision that I'm not going to leave my seed in Asia. Everybody say decision.
Decision.
See, guys, sometimes we get in trouble when we don't make a decision. That this, when you make a decision, you give God something to work with. Are you still with me? But if you wishy-washy, God can't help you. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. You got to make up your mind and make a decision. Listen, I refuse to do this. So I made a decision that I'm going to love my wife. I made a decision I'm going to love my family and my children. My children always feel like I love them, but they know I did. Because I was determined that I was going to be a good father. And frankly, and I'm talking about me, I wanted to know where all my children are. Now, I'm not trying to make myself look greater, you know, holier than that. No. Thank God for his grace. If you're listening to me this morning and you have children in Asia or some other part of the world, or maybe here in America, and you don't know where they are, I'm not ministering this so that you can feel condemned, but I tell you what, you may not know where they are, but you can certainly pray for them. The Holy Ghost knows where they are. I said the Holy Ghost knows where they are. You can pray for them, and then don't allow the devil to condemn you. Because we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. And I'm not standing before you trying to act like Mr. Perfect, because I was not. But I'm just telling you about decisions that I made. And you can make decisions right now. So, number one, again, a father must love God. Make a decision that you're going to walk with God. Make a decision that you're going to live according to his word. Amen? Amen. Respect yourself. You hear me? Respect yourself. See yourself in the light of the word of God. Pattern your life according to the word of God and respect yourself. A lot of men have low self-esteem. I wouldn't dare ask you to raise your hand, but I know that there are men right here in this congregation that you have low self-esteem. Come on, get up. And start respecting yourself. Because why? Because God thought you was important enough to place you on this earth. Amen. God thought you was important enough to place something on the inside of you that you can use to glorify him and to bring glory and pleasure to him. Listen, if God chose you, respect yourself. Are you still here?
Amen.
Amen. And that's a struggle I had as a young man, respecting myself. Why? Because sometimes other folk won't respect you. You know, kids can be cruel, can't they? Kids can pick on you. Say terrible things to you. Am I right?
Yeah.
They can make you feel bad about yourself. I remember one time I felt so bad. I was in elementary school, and the teacher, what she said was correct. She said, make sure each and every one of you wash before you come to school. That's good advice, isn't it? Yeah, that's good advice. So I made sure that I washed off real good. I made sure I washed off real good. But I didn't have any deodorant. And I wasn't smelly, but I was in class, and this was in elementary school, and the teacher asked, how many of you washed this morning? We raised hands. But then my underarm started itching. So I went, she looked at me and said, "You did not wash this morning." I felt like crawling under a chair. I mean, I did the best I could. I washed off real good. We didn't have any deodorant. My sister remember those days, don't you? I'm like some, I've heard some other folks say, we weren't poor. We weren't poor. We were poor. We couldn't afford the other O&R. But we did the best we could with what we had. I think sometime we'd use, bacon soda? Am I right? Use bacon? See, I know I'm not by myself, because I got some folks in here my age. Y'all remember. But that morning, I didn't put anything on. I don't even know if we had any bacon soda. We might have. But she told me I didn't wash. And I thought, man, felt so bad. But I eventually got over that. But you got to have self-respect, guys. Respect yourself. Doesn't matter where you come from, what side of the street you came from, respect yourself. And conduct your life like you respect yourself. I'm not talking about foolish pride, but I'm talking about self-respect. I'm going to tell you this, a person that don't respect themselves has a tough time respecting other people. All right, I got to move on. Love your children. Dads, love your children. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, this is a good one. Provide for your children. Amen. Don't spend your money on video games or something else, or you out playing golf or doing something else and your kid's hungry. I don't know what y'all laughing at. I'm not preaching at anybody. I'm just sharing the gospel. If my children need food, I don't need to be out doing anything else. My first priority is to take care of my children. Hallelujah. I don't know. Maybe if God hadn't called me to be a preacher, maybe I'd have been a comedian. But I'm very, very serious. Your children should always be your number one priority. If they're in your home, if they're in your home. Pleasure is good. Going out to the ball games, that's good and fine. But don't do it at the expense of your children. Amen. Kathy and I wanted to make sure that our children had food to eat, and that was a struggle sometimes. But we wanted to make sure that they ate, that they had clothes to wear, and that shoes on their feet. It wasn't the kind they wanted, especially my boys. They wanted what was popular back then? Michael Jordan shoes and what else? Some. Nikes? Yeah. Converse. Oh, that's way back in my day. Converse. Yeah. But let me tell you something. And my boys will tell you, sometime they had to wear the Walmart brand, but they had shoes. Now, I'm going to tell this on my son, Joshua. See, now, Joshua's something else. As y'all know, he's an artist, and he paints and, you know, do art and stuff. Joshua might not have had the kind of shoes he wanted, but by the time he finished with them, they didn't look anything like they did when we bought them. Matter of fact, Josh would fix him up. He'd go out and make him some money. But we did the best we could. And I, you know what? I didn't condemn myself over that. We were doing the best we could, and we were trusting God. We were trusting God. Amen. Now these guys can buy the kind of shoes they want. Am I right? Now they, you know what? I'm so glad y'all are here, the rest of y'all, because otherwise I'd have a quiet church if I gotta listen, wait for my children to speak up. They don't like for me to bring them out, but I'm still not as bad as their mother. She bring them out more than I do. You know, you talk about these kids more than I do up here. Glory to God. Love your children's, Dad. If you got to sacrifice for them, sacrifice. Be willing to sacrifice. If you have to skip a meal for your kids. If it means you have to skip lunch in order for them to have lunch at school, you skip lunch. Make sure your child eats. Hallelujah. Oh, man, I barely got started, and time's about gone. Hallelujah. And I said this earlier, and I want to say it again. Love your wife. Let your children see that not only are you a good father, but you're a good, that you, not only that you're a good father, but that you do love their mother. Amen. That's important. Oh man, I got so much, folks. I'm not going to finish, but I want to leave these seven things with you again. Listen to me. I'm gonna go back over them. To be a good dad, love God. Dad, if you're watching me or whatever, you're not born again, I want to encourage you, give your life to Jesus Christ. He'll help you be a good dad. He certainly did it for me. And have the will to do it. Have the will to do it. Respect yourself. See yourself in the light of God's word. That's what I did. When people told me I couldn't make it, I went to the word of God where it told me I could make it. When people told me I wasn't nothing, I went to the Word of God and found out where it told me I was something. When people told me nobody cares about you, I found in the Word of God where God cared about me. And we could go on and on and on. When you get like that, you refuse to quit. I say you refuse, you won't quit. Because you know you have God on your side. And then, I'm closing, love your children. Oh, one I didn't give you, I skipped. But let me give you this one. Reject the world. Reject the world. And I have some scriptures that can go along with this. As a matter of fact, I give you 1 John chapter 2, verse 14 through 17. Providing for your children is 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. You want to be a godly father. And loving your wife is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 and verse 28, where it tells husbands to love their wives. And it would have meant so much to me if I'd have seen more love in our family. And I'm sure that many, many of you would have the same testimony if you had seen more love between mom and dad. It would have helped you tremendously. Amen. How many of you in here are determined to be a good dad? Go ahead and testify by raising your hand. Come on, raise it high. Raise it high enough so the devil can see it. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Make that decision, and God will be right there with you. God will help you. God will help you. He helped me. He was there with me. Amen. Praise God. Bow your heads for a moment. Father, I thank you for the service today.